The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
What's up, hot queens? Did you bring the baby gherkins?
This is when I really felt like maybe we shouldn't do this podcast.
Astronomical.
I hate to see it.
Wasted potential.
Are you drunk?
I am so drunk right now.
Welcome to Bad Author Book Club, where we're not like other authors, we're worse. I'm Clarabelle A. Ortega.
And I'm Ryan LaSella, and we're two authors reading the most bizarre fiction we can find. And my, oh my, do we have an exciting episode today. We are finally getting to, not the climax, but a climactic moment in our season two read, which is the story of Lex Invia, Rebels, City of Indra by Kendall and Kylie and Candle, Jenner, and two other people as well. So... before we get into that, though, find us on social media. All of our socials are in our show notes, including our personal socials. And after you listen to the episode, join us on Discord for a weekly lively discussion of everything that goes on in the wacky books that we read. Discord recently has taken to drawing fan art of the theories that we have about Indra. So if you want to see that along with, I mean, whatever they've dreamt up in the week or so that has elapsed since our last recording, find the Discord link in our show notes, and we will see you there, hot queens.
See you there. You better come, or else.
Ooh, also, as part of today's episode, we have an exciting surprise at the end. We have a very short chapter to get through, and so if there's time, we have a really exciting surprise for our listeners. So stick around, and you will hear all about it.
Today's episode is Chapter 16. Lex. There's no chapter title.
No, countdowns are over.
Countdowns are jover.
Where did we last leave off? We left off with Livia looking at a like an air speeder flying through the sky.
Something coming at her.
Directly at her.
Yeah. And she's like, nothing. I'm always waiting for something to happen. And then it does.
One thing about me is that I am always waiting for something to happen, and then it does.
Because apparently an assassination attempt is not enough, and that's not something, but what
Where
do I know?
The security with this? With this girl. I mean, she, listen, like, oh God, I don't even know where to start with this. Okay, so spoiler alert. From the last, if you were listening to our last episode, Livia is at, like, she's at the very edge of her island looking out over the clouds. Uh-huh. And then out of the blue, like an aircraft shoots up at her and is just flying right at her. And like in my head, I'm like, well, of course this is Lex. But like, it also in my head, I'm like, well, there has to be a good reason. Like, how the fuck did Lex just, while zipping around randomly, fly via airplane through the exact person in the whole wide world that she is looking for?
It is so deeply frustrating. And if you recall from the last chapter, they actually tried very badly to set up like why it would be that there's no security. And it's that there's nothing of value on the island anymore. So there's nothing to protect. So like suddenly all of the like traps and hazards that like Livia had been warned about don't matter anymore because nobody cares about her. So I'm like, she's still rich. Is she not paying these people? Or were they just like protecting her for their own like happiness?
The security system itself was like, I don't see anything worth protecting here. Like it also left. But yeah, I mean, like, there was literally an assassination attempt like moments ago. It's the most pressing thing that has happened in this girl's life. And here we have an aircraft. And like, it just in our world, like, I don't have to know a ton about like security systems, just to know the idea that you would be able to spot a girl on an island floating in the middle of like this vast nothingness is so insane. But nope, it is literally Lex. And also there's no acknowledging like, wow, what a wacky, crazy coincidence. Like, there's no acknowledging of that. It's just like Lex is like, and there she is, a face I would never forget, Livia Cosmo. And she like turns the ship and just drives it into the island.
So stupid. And see, this is why I think it also would have made so much more sense to have Lex say she wanted to find Wazlo, Cassina's dad, instead of Livia, because he is someone who is out and about. Mm-hmm. He has a schedule. She could have followed him. You know, she could have gotten her Assassin's Creed on and put like a cloak over her head, followed him down the town to the town square. And we could have watched that. It could have been really exciting. She could have like been a stowaway in his like car, whatever. I don't know. Something that's not this. Like, we keep skipping the important steps. Yes. In this book at every turn. Stop. If you want to learn how to not skip steps, read this book and do the opposite of what they did. That's my writer tip for the day.
So Lex, who previously flew into a building, is now just flying around in the sky, and she spots she finds her immediately. Also, like, mind you, like, She just crashes on the island, by the way. Like, she just lands on the island. Like, within a few sentences, we're already on the island. And she's, just, like, getting out of her craft. Like, there's something so stupid about this as well, in the sense that, like, does Indra in general have any sort of surveillance? And isn't Lex someone who's sort of trained in special forces, who, like, sort of understands, like, the amount of surveillance, like, that is happening here? Like, isn't she maybe thinking, like, if I crash a plane into an island, like, someone is going to notice and that's going to blow my cover? Like, it is just such a cartoonish world where there feels like there's zero consequences for, like, any of the things that they're that they're doing.
I agree. And also, don't you feel that that completely contradicts how the world was set up and how it seems? Like, they have archived memories and moments of everyone's life. This seems like a highly surveilled, like, Big Brother state where everyone is being watched at all times. And yet these two teenage girls are like gallivanting. Lex is like crashing into buildings left and right. Like, they're just doing whatever. And it just doesn't add up. Like, are they being highly surveilled? Are they being watched? Do like the powers that be know everything, or don't they?
Right. Like, we know they're cops because Lex is a cop. She's like part of like the like militia force that like is sent into, I don't even know. I mean, maybe it's because the cops only go after and are applied to like the poor people, right? Like Hubbers, Rock Bottom, like those are the places where there's like a police state. But up here, you know, in the sky, like, society holds itself together without the need for like enforcement. But still, if there was a plane flying around willy-nilly with all these traffic code violations, flying into buildings, someone's going to notice. And that would put some sort of alarm into effect, even in a society that has like a really low level of like alarms built into it. I don't know. It's so weird. It is so weird. So like, here, weird things are lack of alarms, the outright coincidence of all of this. And something that I heard once, and I'm sort of skeptical of writing advice like this, but I do think of it often, is that like in a book, you get one coincidence. Like, you get one really good, like, that's just the way that life works. It's so wacky. Mm. And this book has been full of them, though, right? Like, everyone's in the right place at the right time for things to just, like, click together so that we don't need any logic to hold the world together. It's just all, like, dumb luck. But even this is such a huge coincidence that it totally took me out of the story.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it has happened. Everything happens like for the convenience of these characters because they're not actually being challenged at any point. And just like that one editor's note, I feel like could have made such a huge difference. But I don't know what happened here. It was just...
I don't know what happened here. I really don't.
I too am at a loss. We gotta investigate.
Oh my God, open up the tribunals because we have got to figure this out. But anyways, so, okay.
It opens very annoyingly.
That's the opening. Lex lands. The islands are beautiful. That's what they say. That's what she's saying. She says that they look totally fake, like the archives. And I thought this was maybe foreshadowing. She says, it's as if I could pull a chip out of my wrist and this would all melt away. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, maybe this is the archives after all. But
it's the Matrix.
I don't think that's true. I think it's actually real, unfortunately.
Boo. Well, I mean, whatever. What can you do? So Lex very annoyingly is like, you never forget the face of someone you hate. Recruiter. Cassina, Livia Cosmo. Once again, what has she ever done to you?
She was there. She was there.
I mean, how dare you almost get killed, you stupid bitch.
Yeah. Dummy. Oh, and yeah, see, she, which is, I guess, how she, like, finds her. Just, like, that's why she knows the face to, like, recognize it. And it just happened to be that Livia was standing at the very, like, edge of her island at the precise moment that, like, Lex flew by. And so her hatred has magnetized her to this girl who is, like, mourning the loss of her entire future. And this part cracked me up. So she lands. The air makes her dizzy, probably because of, like, the altitude. But she doesn't know about that. And then... she's like, remember the task. Like, she's coaching herself, like, remember the task. And I'm like, it couldn't be this. This is not the task. Like, it nowhere was this the task. But before she gets to work on the task, she peels off her PCF uniform and she's just in a little black skin tight Silatex underneath garment. She's in like a sexy cat suit.
She's wearing Skims.
She's wearing Skims by Kim.
What the and fuck?
She's herself again, still strong, but in a sexy garment. Like, that's funny. I like that she took the time to, like, change. Well, she had it on all along, but she's in, like, a sexy, like, latex.
Well, she's going to kill someone. She's got to serve cunt. Like, what do you want?
You know what? You're right. You're right. Finally, someone worth rooting for. Someone in a skin-tight cat suit. I've been waiting.
This is what we've been waiting for. Character development? Forget it. Yeah, just look like a slut and we'll love you.
Yeah, a little cat suit. But so the task, by the way, is, okay, I adjust my straps and replay my objectives. Find Kane's location, rescue Kane, seek retaliation, then kick her ass. So I feel like we skipped right to the kicking of the ass. Like, I feel like we're right at retaliation, right?
Yeah.
This feels a little out of order.
Also, seek retaliation from who?
Right.
Besides the person she's deemed responsible for all this, which is Livia.
She means, like, retaliate against Livia?
Well, who else is she retaliating against? Seek retaliation, then kick her ass, but she came to her first. Does this plan make any sense to you? Does her finding Livia in order to find where they took Kane make sense to you?
No, I mean, this is the kind of thing. Well, sometimes in my books, like, if there's something that has to happen like this, like, I will box the characters in so they have no choice but to pursue a really wacky option. Mm. And the way that you would have done this with this is that, like, so what do they have? Cassina basically gives her a memory, and in the memory is Kane's assassination attempt against Livia. If she only has the name Livia to go off of, and, like, maybe she's down in the hub and news has spread of this scandal, which apparently was, like, a big fucking deal in Andrithian society, right? Like, maybe she's in Indra and she sees, like, headlines about it, but it's, like, disgraced heiress. And, like, that's how she learns who Livia is, where she is. Like, maybe there's even, like, you know, paparazzi, like, that have these photos of her or something like that. Like, if you give her enough, like, bombardment of, like, go after Livia, it can make sense why she would be like, all right, well, I mean, that's a good of a place to start as any, right? But, like, again, like, the plan doesn't quite make sense with what we've been given. But, yeah, I think what they're trying to say is that Livia is the one lead that Lex has, and that's why she has decided to, like, pursue this girl. I think.
Which is not true because she has the lead of literally the man who was like in charge that night there. She saw Cassina's dad.
Right, yeah, like why would you not be like, Cassina, where should I begin? Like, how come Cassina didn't give her, like, you know, any input? She has picked the craziest person to like go after. And
yeah, this feels so heavy-handed. This feels like we gotta make the girls meet, and this is how. Yeah, once again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, especially not if it's Veda.
Veda, however, cover your ears.
Had she gone after Wazlo and then run into Livia just by coincidence, it would have been way better.
That would have made fucking sense. Yeah, right. Like, you know, even if she had, like, in a moment here, like, this is where, like, Wazlo is or something like that, to, like, bring her to this island,
that would have made sense. He's not even a consideration. Why?
No, I don't know. So I don't know how she got to this island. It's so weird. So, oh, and then this line's crazy, too. Someone wanted this air girl dead. This is about Livia. I don't know why, and I don't care. Either way, I'll finish the job. What? What?
Wow.
Wait, what the fuck?
Why?
Why? Wait, why do you want to kill her? You want to kill her now? I thought you were going to just make her suffer.
Why has this escalated such?
Also, to acknowledge that, like, someone was trying to assassinate, like, Kane, right? Like, Kane wanted her dead. Like, I don't know. There could be a really interesting sublimation going on here where she's like, Kane trying to kill her, or Kane like wanted her dead, and I believe in Kane, and I don't think Kane would ever do this without like good reason, so now it's like I'm taking up this reason as like, you know, I'm gonna carry on the torch. Like, I don't know, there's something like that could be going on, right, in someone's head.
Maybe it could have been something like a seed that was planted when they were still in school together. Like, maybe Kane had hinted at like some sort of mission or like something akin to like what his job is and like who they go after, so that like then Lex would put together like, oh, she's this, like this is the person that like Kane had been talking about and I just didn't get it, and now he tried to kill her and he failed and I have to kind of like carry on his mission because it's dangerous if I don't, and then at the same time I can find him, like,
right,
something like that. Like, that would have like been sort of like a thread coming from their time in school together to this moment. Just anything but how they did it. God damn.
Right. There has to be some like Livia needs to, through the eyes of Lex, be like, her reputation needs to be corrupted by something other than just like jealousy and like vague suspicion. Like, another path they could have taken was that, again, like, mind you, Lex hates like people in Rock Bottom. There could be some sort of, I don't know how they would do this, but there could be some sort of link between, like, you know, Lex could see Kane as enacting the mission to hurt people from Rock Bottom, and maybe, like, she in her head is like, well, I hate the Rock Bottom scum, and maybe, like, maybe Livia Cosmo has, like, something to do with them, right? Like, that would at least, I mean, that's very far-fetched, but, like, that would at least click this hatred of Livia onto the track that's consistent with like other things Lex has done too, right? Where she hates the Rock Bottom people and she wants to like kill all of the scabs. Yeah,
maybe that could have sort of been the connection, right? Like, Kane could have been like, there's a rash of like these high society people helping like the Rock Bottom,
right, like dissidents or something like that. Yeah.
And then she, it maybe it seemed like Livia like could have been one of them because of like the details of like who, what she saw and who she was or whatever the fuck. But yeah, no, let's just not do that. Let's just make it because she's a girl and I hate her.
Yeah, and she just happened to be a girl on an island as I was flying by, so this annoyed me. It all annoyed me, but anyhow, so Lex is sneaking around. She goes, she's hard to miss, just standing there, her back turned, waiting for me. And then there's a break. There's like a break.
Why?
Like a section break. And the next thing is, within seconds, I've got her in a stranglehold. This is the best example so far that I've seen of the unwillingness of these writers to show us or do any fucking work whatsoever. Because that's the exact thing that we need to see. We need to see the sneaking. We need to see the whatever transpires in the sections. And it would only be, we didn't even need a break, right? Like, it could have just been like a sentence or something like that too. But instead they like take a commercial break and we come back from the commercial and they're already engaged, they've already fought, like they've battle. Already yeah, they're already like strangling each other. I'm like, what?
I've never been more mad because I just realized that they're skipping all of the absolutely hardest parts to write and getting to the easiness and how nice it must be to be able to do this.
How nice. So she said she never saw me coming. She doesn't struggle. Living this high up, she thinks she's above human pain. Nothing can harm you in the air, right? And if you snuck up from her from behind, this is so confusing, but yeah, she's like strangling her. There's no dialogue or anything like that. Like, there's no like, oh my God, like, get away from me. Like, they don't talk until finally Lex is like, tell me where they took him, air bitch. I growl.
Amazing.
Tell me where they took Kane or I'm gonna. But she doesn't get to finish because that's when Livia reaches behind herself and pulls out her...
What is it? Zinger?
Zinger. The, like, singing zinger blade. the sword.
And then she says, you are in desperate need of an etiquette lesson. And that's it.
That's the end of the chapter. What? Oh, my God. And so the chapter's 2 pages long.
Yeah.
And it is batshit from start to finish. And seeing as how this isn't sort of a full episode, I think we will go through with our surprise at the end of it. But before we leave our girls, do you have a rose and a thorn for this chapter?
I do, actually.
Really? Oh, please tell me.
Okay, so my rose is actually Lex looking at the grass and sort of like the colors on the island and finding everything to be like very artificial and over the top. I thought that was like kind of cool because Livia has never described things as like too bright, too colorful, because this is what she's used to, whereas Lex isn't. So her seeing it, she's like, whoa, this shit looks fucking neon. It looks like
fake.
It looks fake. And I thought that was a cool detail. I really liked that. I liked bringing this perspective of the other girl into her world and sort of like how she reacted to seeing everything and giving us sort of like an outside look of maybe how we would perceive it, right? I thought that was cool. My thorn is going to be that this whole mission and the reason why she's here is so paper thin and flimsy, and I'm really frustrated. It was a missed opportunity for espionage and stowing away and all of these things.
So much cool stuff, yeah.
And we were just robbed of that in favor of, like, and she appeared!
Yeah. Yeah, their Roombas are communicating.
Their Roombas are rooming.
They're rooming. So I think my rose, no one will be surprised. I love the little skin-tight catsuit transformation moment. That's funny. I love that she was like, well, Oh my God. So before we get started, can we just slip into something a little sexier? they can have this moment. And I think my thorn is that in 2 pages of like contiguous action, there was a section break so that no one had to write about how the girls ended up like it locked in a stranglehold. That's so lazy.
So incredibly lazy. Like, what the fuck?
I don't get it. I really can't figure it out if it's laziness, if it's a stylistic thing. But again, like, we are looking at a page and a half of text. There's no fucking reason, like, why there's a break there. But yeah, I mean, you're right. The flimsiness of the actual plan. But that's like, that's a foregone conclusion at this point. The second that I realized that Lex was about to fly, like, a flying car into her, I was like, oh, well, great. Okay,
we're done.
We're getting, like,
never mind.
Month. Yeah, so. Oh my God, what a fucking chapter. I forget if it was like last week or the week before that. We were recording and per usual, I slammed my paperback close at the very end of it in frustration. And I was looking at the back of the book and I saw something of interest to us. There is, at the very back of the book, a URL and it's for lexandlivia.com. And I thought, surely this is not still up, right? So we went lexandlivia.com and it's still there.
They also have an Instagram. a Facebook and a Twitter. It all is still there. Incredible. We're gonna have to comb through all of these at some point.
We need to. Oh my god. Yeah. So readers, I mean, there are bound to be spoilers and things like that. I don't think anyone cares. But yes, yeah.
Lex spoilers and Livia, to what? An actual plot? I don't
right,
think so.
Yeah, who cares? But I just thought it'd be fun to kind of like click through this together for a few minutes and see what we find. But I encourage our readers to find these things for themselves. But yeah, so I'm looking at LexandLivia.com. So the first thing we get is it's The Gripping Sci-Fi Saga by Kylie and Kendall Jenner. And that's like the big cover image. There's a place for, oh my god. Did you see the section that's like, if Time of the Twins were a movie and they've like cast people in the roles?
Oh my god, we have to go through that. Wait. Immediately.
Okay. If Time of the Twins were a movie, we asked you guys who we should cast in Time of the Twins movie, and you came up with the best responses. So for Lex, guess who they cast? Guess.
I'm not looking. I really want to guess.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Is it like Jennifer Lawrence or something crazy like that?
It's even crazier. It's Bella Hadid.
Goodbye.
So Bella Hadid playing Lex. And then who do you think they have as Livia? I mean, well, use your brain here.
Bella Hadid is Lex, then Gigi Hadid must
That's
be
exactly
Livia.
Right. They have cast the Hadid girls as Lex and Livia. Here's what they say. Bella's darker hair represents Lex's rebelliousness, while Gigi's blonde hair emphasizes that, although they are twins, so spoiler alert, Livia and Lex's personalities are polar opposites. Furthermore, Bella and Gigi Hadid know Kylie and Kendall Jenner on a more personal level. They not only mirror their close relationship, but would also be able to carry out Kylie and Kendall's intentions for the two characters, which I feel like is like a thin way of being like, these are meant as...
Oh my god, wait, but these are reader responses. These are not their ideas. Oh my god, so there's like more theories. So like, as you scroll down, someone said, my dream cast would be Shailene Woodley as Lex, which... wasn't she in that other one?
She was Triss in Divergent.
Right, okay. Emma Watson as Livia and Chase Crawford as Kane. All these people are way too old. And Michael Trevino as... Who's Xavier? We don't know who Xavier is.
Ooh, I don't know yet. Oh my god, wait. Yeah, you're right. Wait, okay, because we have a bunch of responses. Oh my god, I'm just scrolling through them now. Shailene Woodley, she's popping up in a few proposed versions of this. I think
Selena
Logan...
Gomez and Lucy Hale.
Okay, yes. Dove Cameron as one of the twins. She can act really well. And she can picture in her head. Oh, Brittany Snow as the other one because they look alike. Do they? I don't think that's true.
Who's not Brittany Tyga. Tom Cruise. Angelina Jolie.
Wait, hold on. Wait, who are they casting as... hold on. Tom Cruise should play Armand Cosmo. Okay. And I think Angelina Jolie should play Delphia Cosmo, who I don't think we know who those people are yet.
Are they the parents? I have no idea. We don't know anything.
Yeah, zero idea. So, I remember finding this website a long time ago when we were first talking about the book. I
mean, you forgot it existed.
I can't look at any of this. Let's see. Oh, news and videos. Okay. You can win a signed copy of Time of the Twins, but I feel like it's probably over with. Oh, there. One of the articles is, which lip kits would Lex and Livia?
Incredible.
I'm asking the hard questions. The there is a lot of like art of the girls, because I think they had like an illustrator that was doing art. And I do want to say the girls do have noticeable heterochromia in most of the things that I've seen so far.
I think we should start a list of things you need for a YA book to be a New York Times bestseller. And one of them is heterochromia.
Oh my God. Yeah. I think we need to, yeah, if we can like plug these in, like we're ChatGPT, it's like yeah. Chat BABC, and we are like, you plug in these inputs and we're going to give you like the YA book of your dreams.
The five what? Coolest gadgets in Indra. Should we look at that?
Yeah, wait, tell them, because I've clicked on something else. So tell me about the gadgets and I'll tell you about what I found.
Okay, so the five coolest gadgets, the zinger, we need that.
Yep.
A blaster, similar to a gun. A blaster instead uses an energy clip to stun its victims. But don't be fooled. Blasters can certainly kill. And they can also maim. Ooh. Oh, okay. A little bit of a spoiler there. Speeder, we know what that is. A little flying motorcycles.
Yep.
A holocom. This portable communication device projects the image of the person you're talking to just above it. Oh, like Star Wars. Beamer. Yep. Think of this as a super flashlight. When switched on, a beamer creates a floating globe of bright light that can travel over objects to illuminate them. Isn't that just a flashlight?
Wait, yeah.
Okay, your turn.
That was one of the coolest gadgets in your world. Just a flashlight.
That's a flashlight. Funny.
Okay, so I found a page that's Shop the Vibe, Livia's Regal Rouge. I don't know. It's a page where you can shop Livia's looks. And
God.
Starts out with Helix is a hot spot, like spelled like hoot couture. Mm. And Livia grew up living large island style, and her wardrobe totally reflects it. So if you want her sci-fi vibes, here's how you're gonna get them. First, you need a Marissa Webb dress. It's $1,000. So
no big deal.
You're gonna start there. But then don't worry, you're gonna pair it with an ASOS military jacket, which is $61. So it's a jacket that like looks like military fatigues.
Wait, let me calculate how much this outfit would cost us. So we're $998 plus.
Yeah, okay.
$61. Okay.
Yeah, for a jacket. The next up is a necklace that's $98. It's really ugly. It's by BCB Generation. Hideous. Really ugly necklace, $98. For boots, they recommend the Aquatalia Odelia riding boots at Saks Fifth Avenue. Those are $650.
Awful.
There's another dress option that's slightly cheaper, but we'll stick with the most expensive one. Oh. You can't be Livia Cosmo unless you have the Sean Lean Grid Sterling Silver Cuff. It's just a bracelet. It's $680.
It looks like paper clips.
It's really ugly. Yeah, it looks like a cheese grater.
It's just like repeats now.
I think we got the whole outfit. Yeah, how much is our total?
$2,487.
Yes!
That's nothing for an heiress.
Steal her look. Oh my gosh. Oh, and I assume there are many more treasures to be found on here. I kind of want to see what the Twitter is like. Lex and Livia, 2,788 followers. It's the official page for Lex and Livia. The location of the Twitter account is Indra. And the last tweet was a repost, and it was in 2016.
Yeah, a lot of it is just like links back to the blog, and then pictures of like readers have posted of the books, usually with like signed editions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a picture of Kendall holding one of the books. There's a picture of the two of them holding the second book, a picture of them on Ellen, or a video of them on Ellen promoting the book. Mm-hmm. This is going to be fun to go through. I feel like we should probably make like a couple TikToks or something
at some point about it. Yeah. I'm looking at the photos of them like holding it up. I haven't seen much content because I've sort of been avoiding it or reading it. But like, I just, what must it be like to like hold up? What?
Oh my God. Ryan.
Stop. What? Tell me.
There is a tab called Explore Indra, and it has an interactive.
Oh my God. No. No. Oh my God. Really? Oh my God. Stop. This is crazy. Stop. Oh my God. We've had the answer all along.
It's been right in our hands. Now we get it. Okay. So picture a dome.
Okay. It's a map. It's a map. You didn't say it, but it's a map.
Yeah. So the top part, it's just like this dome, and you see like a green thing on this like white thing.
right? Like on a bubble. You see like above the top of a bubble, picture the top of a bubble, and there's like a green accent on it, right? Mm-hmm. So the bubble, the top part is called the arrow crown. Yeah. And then I don't know how it's different than the dome.
The dome, it's different.
But it's differentiated.
Yeah.
Then as you get lower down, there are sort of like floating islands.
Yeah.
And that's what they're called. They're just islands.
Yep, just islands. And we don't, there's no, none of the islands are labeled. This is just a like a stratospheric, like, look into what Indra is. We don't, like, it doesn't, like, Helix Island is not labeled.
Right. Then you see just like a, it looks like a floating piece of debris, and it's labeled as Riggs.
What does that mean?
That's number four.
What's a Riggs?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
There's a big tall building, the tallest building, and that's the Independent High Council building.
Yeah. And then a whole city that's beneath that of a bunch of like really like futuristic looking gray buildings. And then we get down six.
And that's called Midler.
Yes.
The city.
Oh, okay. Really? We've never heard. Oh my God. No, Midler.
Yeah, we
was
have
mentioned
heard
at
it.
One point. Yep. And then the beneath the city is like a like a border called the Horizon Checkpoint Central. Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's multiple checkpoints. I don't
Horizon
know.
Horizon Checkpoints is in the middle of this border, and then right beneath that is the hub, and it's just like it looks like graph paper.
Yeah. There's no detail to the hub, and then but that's also that's as deep as it goes. There's no. Oh my God. Wait. What about what about like rock bottom?
Rock bottom. Yeah, we're not seeing it. It's just okay. It's just explore Indra, so I guess
yeah, there's no explore rock bottom in the tabs. There's a characters tab for featured characters and then all characters. And then there's terms that like an index. Well, there's a whole index for this book, which is so funny. I mean, we knew that the world was sort of precious to the making of this book as we're reading it, because there's all this like random info and stuff sort of sprinkled in. You know what? More power to I love that they have a whole little website for this. I mean, like who doesn't want to write a second world book and have like a index somewhere? That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm glad they have this. This is very funny. I love that about the they have about the authors as if we don't know who they are. And it has all of the ghostwriters. So there's three of them.
Oh, my. No, really?
So we have Elizabeth Kilman Roman. She's the co-author of Rebels, City of Indra, and Time of the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
She was creative director for Kendall and Kylie Jenner. Then we have Catherine Kilman. Oh. Sisters?
Oh, maybe. Oh, they look sisterly.
Oh, is this their idea?
Are they the twins?
Are they Lex and Livia?
Stop.
So they're co-author. She's Catherine is co-author of Time of the Twins. So she didn't work the first book. Award-winning television editor. Then we have Maya Sloan, who's the one we've talked about before.
Yeah.
And she is the co-author of Rebel City of Indra. Award-winning author, MFA in creative writing, co-writer of Rich Kids of Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that rings a bell. Rich Kids of Instagram. She's also the author of High Before Homeroom, which that sounds great. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so, I mean, more power to them for listing all of the co-authors and stuff in here. I will never not be amused that a group project turned out this bad.
I love that
we're all here, and also the size difference in photos between the Jenners and everybody else is really funny.
It
the
is,
Jenners have these like big photos
that is so
everyone
crazy
else has these like tiny like thumbnails taken from like clearly like pasted in from some other site. It's very funny.
Oh, boy. Well,
we're going
to dig around on this and see what else we can find to share with you. But
yeah, there's more to find for sure. So feel free to poke in. What I would love if people would do the work for us of going in and combing through this. There's an Instagram. There's a Twitter. But if you find anything good, send it to the Discord, because this is I'm so excited about this. Like, this is like I feel like Christmas.
This was a huge discovery. This was a huge win.
for the BABC community.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my God. Anyhow, that's the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us on this wild ride. If you'd like to follow us, you can find our socials in the show notes. Please send us some reviews. It's been a little bit since I don't know, not that I checked that often, but I was poking around just doing a little bit of seeing how things were doing on the internet. And the reviews are, oh, you know what I was doing? It's because you made a TikTok that had reviews in it, and they were so funny. And I was like, oh my God, I want to go see reviews. So we do look at them. Send us more. We think they're really funny. And if you'd like to follow me, Ryan, my website and socials are all in the show notes, but you can find me on most actively right now, TikTok and Instagram at the Ryan LaSala.
And if you want to follow me, Clarabelle, I'm at Clarabelle_Ortega. I am also the most active on TikTok and Instagram, but I've been dabbling on Threads and Blue Sky lately too. So you can find me in all those places. And as always, please don't forget to buy our books. Links to our books are in the show notes. We need money. Our moisturizer bill is through the roof this month.
Yeah, moisturizer.
Because it's getting colder.
Yeah,
so
I'm trapped.
Please, we need to invest in our beauty for you.
Trust us. You want us supple.
Yeah, we need to and look soft. Good. How are we going to star in the movie as Lex and Livia?
Oh my God.
We don't look like we're 16.
Please, let's propose ourselves to fan cast.
Who's Lex and who's Livia?
Between you and me?
Yeah.
You're clearly Lex. I'm clearly Livia.
Yeah, I could never be a horse girl.
Let us know in the Discord.
That's going to be this week's question. Who should be Lex? Who should be Livia?
I refuse to expand upon any of this. All right, we will see you next week, Hot Queens. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.